Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to another edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights shaping clinical operations and drug development. First up, in part two of an ACT video interview, Liz Beattie, co-founder and chief strategy officer at Innato, said AI is already delivering efficiency gains across protocol design, site feasibility, and trial operations, but those gains are increasingly offset by growing trial competition. Beattie noted that sponsors continue to rely on the same small pool of high-profile sites, creating congestion that slows startup and enrollment, and said broader, more diversified site strategies are needed for AI-driven efficiencies to translate into faster trial completion and patient access. Up next, a new contributor article on ACT outlines why pharmacovigilance tools built for population-level signal detection fall short when real-world safety decisions hinge on individual patients. The article argues for structured patient-level causal attribution to assess proportional contributions of multiple risk factors, moving beyond qualitative labels like quote-unquote possible or quote-unquote probable, and positioning individual-level reasoning as a downstream complement to existing PV systems rather than a replacement. And finally, in part three of a Pharm Exec interview, Angela Schwab, CEO of TrialLinks, said AI life sciences companies that stand out are those combining deep domain expertise with structured step-by-step processes rather than generic AI wrappers. Schwab said AI is enabling a new era of clinical trial design by reducing manual protocol development, improving endpoint selection, and lowering failure rates through better upfront planning that reduces patient and site burden without weakening scientific rigor. And that's all for today's edition of the ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening.